Tell me which page. What does it say on top? Yeah, we didn't learn too much out inside last week. Okay, we're going to start. Thirteen lines in the bottom of the page. Okay, I'm not going through the whole thing that we learned last week because that was a review of the week before. Now, the Rebbe is explaining that there's neshamis in the world of Bria because they serve Hashem with intellect, which stimulates the emotions. Malachim, on the other hand, angels are only in the world of Yetzira because they do everything instinctively. And Yetzira is the world of Midas. Okay? So he says, Achainu davke neshamis mamish. This is only the level of neshama that's in the world of Bria, which is a level of Meichan the Godless, the great intellectual level, but the level of Ruach of Tzadikim, the lower level of Tzadikim, the spirit of Tzadikim, v'chein shar kol neshamis Yisrael, or any other Jewish neshamis, sha'avdu es Hashem betchilu rechimu, that served Hashem with fear and love, ha'musuteres belev kol Yisrael, which is concealed within the heart of every single Jew, Ein elus l'sham rak Shabbos v'resh chedesh levad. They only go up to the higher level on Shabbos and resh chedesh through the column that goes from the lower level of Gan Eden to the higher level of Gan Eden. Meaning like this. There is, if you ever notice, when mourners daven for the Yomid or so, they light five candles. Why do we light five candles? There are five levels of the soul. The Gemara says that the neshama has five names. So Chassidus says it can't mean that the same neshama has five names. I mean, it's ridiculous. You don't need five names for the same thing. The five names of the neshama represent five levels of the soul. Okay? The five names are Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. Okay? Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. That's why when somebody is in mourning or whatever, they light five candles when they daven for the Yomid because it corresponds with the five levels of the Neshama. What does this mean in simple English? Nefesh refers to the action of the soul. Ruach refers to the midas, the emotions of the soul. Neshama refers to the intellect of the soul. Okay? Those are the three levels of the neshama, by the way, which are in the body directly. The action, emotional, and intellectual. And then you have the two, what's called encompassing levels, Chaya, which is willpower, and Yechida is the essence of the soul, the Pintali Yid. Okay, parenthetically, it says in Chassidus, during the week, we have three tefillas. Okay? Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha. Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, we have four. The only day of the year that we have five tefillas, because we have Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, is in Yom Kippur. So it says in Kabbalah and Chassidus that during the regular weekday, what is revealed in the Jew? Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. So you have three prayers. Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a holier day. A greater level of the Neshama is revealed within the person. So then, we have four tefillas, because the level of Chaya is also revealed to the person. That's why they're on a higher level. Yom Kippur, which is five tefillos, because on Yom Kippur, the essence of the neshama of every Jew is revealed. Okay? Anyway, that was Derech Agav. Coming back to this point, Ruach are the Midas, and neshama is the intellect. So you said before, when you serve God with your intellect, and stimulate feelings from the intellect, that's the world of Bria. But if a person only serves God with the natural, instinctive, concealed love of Hashem that every Jew has because you're a Jew, then it only goes to the world of Yetzira, which is the emotional world. Except, he says, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, don't ask me what it means, there's a column, there's like a tunnel that goes from the lower to the higher, the lower Gan Eden, Yetzira, to the higher Gan Eden, which is Bria. So on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, the souls can go up. The souls go up to this higher level. But he says like this, most of us, unless, as they say in English, call a spade, I don't know about you, I'm talking about myself now. When I serve Hashem, trust me, because that's what I was born to do, that's my habit, that's my way of life. To say that I love putting on tefillin, like you love food or whatever else it is, doesn't work like that. So, obviously the goal is to stimulate intellectually, to stimulate your feelings, that you should love Hashem like you love something physical. Okay? But that's a very high level. That's what tzaddikim do. Tzaddikim stimulate an open love and the fear of Hashem, that they want to do a mitzvah because they love Hashem like we love something physical. But most of us don't serve Hashem on that level. We serve Hashem on a habitual level. This is our habit. This is what we do. So then he says, because you're not stimulating your intellect to awaken an open, felt love of Hashem. You're doing it with your natural, instinctive love that every Jew has just because you're Jewish. Then it only goes up to Yetzirah. It doesn't go to the higher world of intellect, because you're only doing it naturally, instinctively, just like the angels. But Alter Rebbe will explain, you're still better than the angels. That means, even a Jew that serves Hashem instinctively is greater than an angel that serves Hashem instinctively. And Alter Rebbe is going to explain now why. Because we have choice to do or not to do. They don't. So even though I'm not serving Hashem because I really love it, I'm doing it because, you know, this is the thing to do, the angel didn't even have that free choice. Because I still have a choice not to do it. And I chose to do it. Granted, it's only natural instinct, but it's still greater than the angels. Because the angels don't have choice. And if they don't have choice, there, that's it. They are where they are. They don't become greater. They don't go up. They don't become holier. They stay at the same level. What allows a Jew to reach a higher level, even if it's naturally instinctive? The fact that we have the choice to do it or not to do it. We have a choice to daven or not to daven, to do a mitzvah or not to do the mitzvah. So even though we're not doing the mitzvah because I really love Hashem, we do it because this is what you got to do. You still are greater than an angel who doesn't have that free choice. And they do it just because they do it. They're programmed to do it, so they do it. And then he says like this. It goes from Gan Eden, Gan Eden, Shoilim Abriya, which is the world of Bria, which is called Gan Eden Elyon, this Aneg al Hashem, to enjoy godliness, Lihanis Miziv Ashchina, and to bask in the ray of godliness, Ki Ein Hanav Tainug L'Seichel Nivra. He said, because there is no pleasure or enjoyment for an intellectual, Ela B'Mashe Maskel U'Meivin V'Yadei Amasik B'Sichli U'Binasi, only when you do understand, Masha Efshalei L'Hovin U'Lahasik Me'eretz of Baruch Hu, only what you're able to grasp of Hashem, Aidei Chochmasi U'Binasi, Hami'iris Sham Ba'Elam Abriya, which illuminate in Bria, meaning like this. The level of Neshama, again, is the intellect of the soul. Intellects enjoy intellectual things. Believe it or not. There's a maimer of the previous Rebbe. The Friedrich Rebbe writes, there's a lot of different levels of pleasure. It's very interesting. He's very practical. He says, there's a pleasure of eating and drinking. Yeah, people enjoy eating and drinking. Then there's a higher level of pleasure, which is called music. There's a higher level of pleasure, if you're a nice person, you enjoy doing somebody a favor, you enjoy it. The highest human level of pleasure is intellectual pleasure. Because if your pleasure is from eating and drinking, you're exactly like an animal. They also enjoy eating and drinking. The Alter Rebbe and Tanya says even worse than the animal. The animal doesn't know better. You should know better. Okay? But if you enjoy eating and drinking, that's a completely animalistic enjoyment. Even music, which is much more refined, is still a physical enjoyment. When you have doing somebody a favor, it's still... Intellect is uniquely human. Humans are, uniqueness of a human is that atochein ladum das, that we have intellect. But there's a greater enjoyment than intellect. For a human, that's the highest intellect you could, the highest enjoyment you could reach. But there's a level of pleasure of godliness, enjoying godliness. That pleasure, the neshama, the level of neshama, which is in the world of Bria, which is in the world of enjoying the intellect of God, that's the pleasure and the reward of the neshama in Gan Eden, that it's basking in the intelligence of God. That's the ultimate pleasure. Even for a human, by the way, it says in Chassidus, the ultimate level that a Jew should reach is not only to have intellectual pleasure, because that's across the board human. A person is supposed to elevate themselves above humanity. When you enjoy godliness, then you reach the ultimate level, a level which is even higher than human. You become one with God. And that's what the neshamas have in Gan Eden. But how do you get there from here? By using your intellect to stimulate a physical enjoyment of love and fear of Hashem, then in Gan Eden, you get that ultimate reward without the body in the way, which blocks and conceals that level of enjoyment. She said, but the other levels of the neshama, to serve Hashem out of habit, they only go to the world of Yetzirah. And he says, so now the Alter Rebbe, but why are we better than angels if we're doing it the same way as the angels? So three lines in the end of the page. Umajazeches neshamas elu. The reason why these neshamas that serve Hashem instinctively, lalis lemaylam yamalochim, why do they merit to go higher than the angels? He says, even though they serve Hashem also instinctively and naturally, he says, because he said like this. Granted, you're doing it instinctively, but your instinct was from choice that you broke your evil. The evil said, sleep. The instinctive nature says, I got to go daven. Do I love davening like I love eating? No. But I know I got to go daven. Meanwhile, I got up, I broke the sleep, or the whatever it is, and I broke the evil, and I'm going to daven. That makes me greater than an angel, even though they're both instinctive. Because I broke evil, I broke myself, and the angels never have to break themselves, because all they want to do is good. They're programmed to do good, so that's what they want to do. And by the way, that's why when the angels said to Hashem, when Moshe Rabbeinu was up there getting the Torah, the Malachim, the angels said to Hashem, give it to us. Why are you giving it to Moshe? Give it to us. So Hashem turns to Moshe and says, answer them. You have a court case against you. They want the Torah, you want. Why should I give it to you instead of to them? So Moshe Rabbeinu answered them. He went through each one of the Ten Commandments. He said, were you in Egypt? No. Do you have any other gods? No. Do you ever do business that you steal? No. Do you ever have people you kill? No. Do you have parents that you honor? No. Do you ever work that you need to keep Shabbos? No. Okay, basically, it's not yours. It's ours. What was the crutch of Moshe Rabbeinu's answer? The crux of Moshe Rabbeinu's answer was, you guys don't have the choice of good and bad. We have a choice to steal or not to steal. We have a choice to honor our parents or not to honor our parents. We have a choice to work or not to work. You guys don't have that. So the whole concept of Torah, you don't have. The whole purpose of Torah is to choose between good and bad. And the angels that can't, they have no connection to Torah whatsoever. He says, the fact that a person breaks the evil, and lubashes begufim, which is in their body, bein bechina sur meira, both in the way of turning away from evil, meaning, lichbesh ataivis, to conquer your temptations, ulashavram, and to break them, or bein bechinas laseitei kanal, or whether to do good, meaning not to do a negative commandment, or to do a positive commandment. And he says, these people, heim hoyu bali bechira, livcha berachas sholim, they could have chosen bad, ubachru betev, and they chose good. That's what makes them different than angels. And therefore, even though this goes up to Yetzirah, this goes up to Yetzirah, the angels go to the emotional world of Yetzirah. The instinctive Jew goes up to the world of Yetzirah, but it's still no comparison. Because we had the choice to do evil, and we didn't. The skafil sitrachra, to break evil. The stalik, yikarad the kutshabrichu, to reveal the greatness of God into the world, ki yisna erd, like the advantage of light over darkness. In other words, like we learned already many, many times before, when darkness is transformed to light, it's much better than when light becomes brighter. The malachim have no darkness. They have no evil to break. And therefore, when they do good, it's not good. The ultimate good is when you have a choice to do right and wrong, good and bad, light and dark, and you pick good over bad. Then that's good. So the Alter Rebbe says this every Jew can reach. This level every Jew can reach. You might not be going up to Bria, unless Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you know, you got the extra tunnel going up. But otherwise, it doesn't matter. You still accomplished what you had to accomplish. Because you chose good over bad. Kiyisana, like he says. Okay. Now, Bel Rebbe is going to a different, an additional point over that I need to explain outside first. You have in Chassidus the four worlds, right? Is Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya. Each world has the 10 attributes, the 10 spheres. Bel Rebbe says here, besides, it's a whole world. Okay, Atzilus is a world, Bria is a world, Yetzirah is a world. They're worlds. Spheres are not the only thing in the world. There's the world of Bria, and in the world of Bria shines 10 levels of godliness. But that's a shining of 10 levels of godliness into the world of Bria. Bria is a world that has whatever it has, chambers and rooms and stations and various different things. That's the world of Bria. Into the world of Bria, you have the 10 spheres of godliness shining into it. Okay? So just picture, and it is crazy, but picture a physical room, yeah? It had everything in it. Tables, chairs, couches, bookcases, whatever. Everything's in the room. That's the room. Now, you bring sunlight into the room. So the sun is shining into this room. The sunshine is not the room. The sunshine is the light of the room. Okay? Taking this analogy, you have four rooms. Okay? Picture four rooms with furniture and everything in it. In the world of Atzilus, there's a strong sunshine shining into the room. And in Bria, the curtains are not that open. So the sun is shining less. Yetzirah, the world, the sun is shining less. In Asiya, the sun is shining less. But the sunshine is the same in all the worlds, is just more and less.
Same sun.
Just degrees of enlightenment. Okay? But, what's interesting, all the sunshines are interconnected. Correct? The sunshine in this room is the same sunshine as that room, it's just a little bit less. But that's not the room. So the Rebbe is saying like this. This that we're saying, that the neshamas are in Bria or Yetzirah, that's in the room. What the neshamas are getting through their mitzvahs in this world is the spheres, which is the godliness shining in that room. And therefore, even though you're in the world of Yetzirah or Bria, you're still getting sunshine that's connected to the one in Atzilus.
Are the rooms connected through the light? Are they connected? These four worlds are connected through the light. The light comes through them and they're connected through the
light. But there's more light in Atzilus.
But nonetheless, it's the same sun that comes through the same...
In other words... When you have the sun shines equally all over. No. The sun shines equally all over. The greater the vessel, the more you're going to get. The smaller the vessel, the less you're going to get. Correct?
Right.
The difference if the sun is shining more or less does not change the sun in any way. Okay? Now, Rebbe, before in Tanya, brought down a Gemara. An Apikaitis, a non-believer, asked Rabbi Gamliel, how many gods do you have? He said, what do you mean? He said, you guys say when there's a group of 10 Jews together, God's there. You have another group, God's there. Another group, God's there. The other end of the world, a group, God's there. Yeah? He says, how many gods do you have? How many gods do you have? So what did Rabbi Gamliel tell him? Rabbi Gamliel gave him the analogy of the sun. There's one sun shining in the sky. Okay? The same sun is shining all over the place. The sun doesn't change. Right? No, the sun doesn't change. It's only a question how much you're letting in. So the same thing that the Rebbe explains in the Perek Lamed Hei. That the Rebbe explains, the Rebbe Gamliel explained to him like this. There's one God. Okay? That God himself is all over equally. The difference between the worlds is only how much God you're letting in. Atzilus is nullified completely, it lets in a lot of godliness. Bria is less nullified, it lets less in. Right? We learned, if you have a light on the table, right, and you cover it, you have less light. You cover it again, less light. Again, less light. Is there a difference to the light? The light doesn't change if you have one covering or 10 coverings. Right? When you put colorless water into different glasses, red, green, purple, yellow, orange, whatever, right? The water doesn't change. Our perception changes. It looks red, it looks green, it looks yellow, it looks purple, it looks orange. The water doesn't change. The difference between the worlds, in as far as godliness is concerned, more godliness is shining because the vessels are bigger. Less godliness is shining because the vessels are smaller. It's not that God changes. God is everywhere. How much you let him in, that's what you get. To be continued.